Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
family trouble, car trouble, people trouble. Hello, somebody. Sickness, amen. Disease, amen. Everything that could have got in your way for worshiping God, it got in your way, amen. And the reason why I'm saying that is because it took place with me on today. I woke up in a place, and then the enemy tried to take me out of that place. Amen. That's why we got to know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I guess it's just the service, the worship for those that are spiritual. Because we don't fight with flesh and blood. There are some principalities. There are some powers in the air that we got to deal with. And I must tell you that it's a trick of the enemy to make us think that God has forgotten about us and that things are not going to get any better. Come on here, y'all talk to me. Amen. After such a powerful worship experience on Friday night, talking about sowing and reaping, and then God showed up with the amount of folk that we had within the pack house. Amen. But there were quite a few people here. God showed up, and he let us know that he's still with us. And between Friday night and this morning, can I talk here? The devil come to try to sabotage as I go away by myself. But God has already spoken over you. Okay. The devil is alive. He's always been alive. He's always been alive. And he's alive right now. Amen. I doubt about three of you that's really crazy enough to believe that you got the victory to holler out, "I got the victory." And not only do I have the victory, now I'm going to tell you something now. This ain't no Sunday to be cute and be relaxed, because we in warfare. Amen. And when you are in warfare, when you are in battle, you get in position. Hello, somebody. You take a stand over your territory. And when your brother and sister is not able to fight for themselves, you fight for your brother. I see it, and I'm going to say it again. I come to prove the devil's heat. You threw a sucker punch. Can I talk to some folks? Hey, man, you threw a sucker punch. You almost knocked me out, but you just knocked me down. Oh. But the thing about it, Elder Perkins, is when he knocked me down, he should have left me down. When you knocked my family down, you should have left them down. But what you done was you let me get up. I wish I had a roof and get a second wind. And now you got hell on your hands. Oh, y'all still looking for you up in here. Hallelujah. See, you're not going to rob me of my joy. You're not going to rob me of my... I don't know why y'all still sitting down. Hallelujah. Because y'all ought to be decreed and declared over your own. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're not going to take my family. You're not going to take my finances. You're not going to take my health, my God. You're not going to come in my house and upset nothing in my heart. Because I'm walking in full authority of who God has called me to be. And yet, and I'm talking to you. Because you are not my son. You are not my friend. You are my enemy. You've always been my enemy. And I've got to treat you just like you my enemy. Y'all excuse me here. The best thing of the devil is hell, ain't it? So what I need for you to do right now, somebody open up that door. What I need for you to do right now is yes, you tried to attack my family. You even tried to attack me. But let me tell you one thing. Because I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, anybody got the power here? Because I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because I got the power of the Holy Ghost. I command you and all your head on the throne. The name of Jesus. I got him to pitch it out the door. Hallelujah, man. Come on here. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. He's playing with your mind. Got you feeling all discombobulated. That is the enemy. It's the trick of the devil. I dare you to look at about three people and tell them it's the trick of the devil. But I can quit it, man. Oh, God. I can quit it, the God. That your home is being ruled right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 No more distractions. Hallelujah. If my friends are my only friends, then I gotta let them go. If my connection are my only connection, I gotta let them go. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm tired of being up one day down the next day. Tired of being up this week, down this week. I wish I had some help. Jesus said, the whole my cup, that you may have life, life, and life more abundantly. I'm tired of the sinner man living better than the Christian. I wish I had a life. Because the Bible declares that the work of the wicked is laid up for the dust. And now, God. Oh, my God. Use my money. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Use my money. Use my God for my spiritual God children.
After I just said all of that, am I scared of God? Yes, I'm scared of God. Scared of what God would do to me. But I told God this morning I'll walk away and leave it all. Because I can't see my way. Then God says, remember, man of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. I need to talk to some real folks today. I really am. I need to talk. Y'all, I need to talk to some real folks. So see, I'm a man of faith, and I know that. Y'all just sent me a text yesterday concerning her nephew, and I went into prayer. When I was getting ready to leave work, and I said, I'm on my way to see about it, I got a text that they was getting ready to dismiss me. Oh, my God. And I said, God, this morning, I said, God, even last night, God, allow me, I said, listen, I laid hands on my before. I prayed for and saw them walking their way through. Oh, y'all ain't helping me here. I prophesied 6 months ago an individual is going to be driving a Mercedes. Got a phone call this week and said, all of a sudden, I want you to know that I'm getting out of my Mercedes. I prophesied some stuff to y'all. Y'all got the stuff. I wish I had a witness here. But last night, this morning, I was saying, Lord, oh my God, what about me? Oh my God. I'm doing your will. Lord, me and my wife got some things on the altar. A truck that she said she wanted. I passed the truck 3 times in this week, and I said, God, my wife won't want it here. Oh, I'm talking to some real folks. But Lord, I prophesied all the cars and all the folks' driveways. What about us? God said, I ain't forgot you. Oh, man. I'm just telling you where I was today. And then on the way to church, my goddaughter, she sent me a message. And this is what it said. I know you're tired. Just because I don't say nothing don't mean I don't know. I was told yesterday that you was tired. You just tired and you feel like throwing in the towel. You too have been given black eyes from the Lord. She said, I'm stressed and struggling too. But I know if I can make it, you can too. Watch this. Don't ever question your work. Especially when God gave you so many gifts. You better run with it because the quickest it came, the quickest it can be taken from you. Watch this. You will rise above all. Just remember, you have people in your corner praying for you. Now, mind you, watch this. I know that was from God because I didn't talk to her. Right before I read it, God spoke and said, I haven't forgotten about you. Oh, my God. And then I read this, and what it reminded me of is, you got to stay faithful in your truth. Oh, yeah. Let me. I didn't come to shout to today, but you got to stay faithful in your truth.
That's right.
I'm going through. That's what they say. I'm going through. My family going through. Oh, I know going through, but you got to stay faithful in your going through. Can I talk to Who in here dealing with an illness? An illness, seriously. I mean, I ain't in your business, but I just want you to be honest. An illness, some kind of illness, some kind of sickness, pain, whatever. Come on here. Hallelujah. Your desire is, if you're on any type of medication, your desire is, Lord, I don't want to take this medicine. Come on here. I don't want to be dealing with this. I don't want to go through this. Can I tell y'all something? But watch this. Your obedience is better than sacrifice. If you stay obedient while you're going through, see, we're looking for the medicine to heal us. Oh, my God. We're looking for the medicine to do it. We're looking for the doctors to do it. But what God got for you is supernatural. Hallelujah. My wife just told me this. Watch the word. She wasn't talking to me, but yesterday, how could I? I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. She works in the cancer part of Vanderbilt. Experimental drugs for people coming from miles around. Watch this. When they sign up for those drugs, it's an experiment. They don't really know if the drug is going to work. But what they, oh my God, y'all got to see it. What they saying is, I'm willing to try to see if it's going to work. She said, when I tell you that those drugs are working, she said, they're working for the people. And they're not even on the market. Oh, watch this. Now, y'all looking at the counter. Apostle, what does that have to do with anything? Watch this. They had to get something to get something for them to have a testimony. In other words, they had to be afflicted. Psalm 119:71. They had to be afflicted in order to go through to come out with a testimony. Oh, y'all. I'm going to say it really. I'm going to say it. And watch this. What is happening? What? Who are the people that approve the drugs on the drug market? What's it called? The FDA? The FDA has not even approved it to hit the market. Oh, come on here. But supernaturally, oh my God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Supernaturally, it's happening before. And just like it's happening for them, I dare you to say, he gonna do it for me. Supernaturally. There's a psalmist, a psalm says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God, somebody shout, but God. Well, hallelujah. Somebody shout, but God. Many are the afflictions. That goes your text right there. That goes your message. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivers them from them all. Many are the afflictions. But the psalmist is implying here that you You out of them all. Over in the New Testament, I can't call the scripture right now, but over in the New Testament, it says that God has provided you a way of escape. Somebody shout for God. Oh, we got to get on one accord here for God. Deliver me out of all of my affliction. He delivered me out of all of my pain, all of my agony, all of my trials, all of my tribulations. Come on, y'all, help me. For God. Y'all tired? Shout for God. Psalms 119 and 71 says this. It was good. It didn't feel good. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It wasn't good. It didn't feel good. But I dare you to shout and say it was good. Come on here. But God. I'm going somewhere. But God, it was good that I was afflicted. That I may learn thy statutes. That word statutes in that text mean ways. The psalmist also wrote, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good." Taz, how will you know that God is good? If you never was afflicted, for him to bring you out. Anybody in here? Touch about three people and tell them, it's working for my good, it's working. So when you look at verse number 71, when you look at verse number 71, it says, it was good that I was afflicted. Y'all see it? Psalm 119 and 71, it was good that I was afflicted. Now, look at verse 67. It says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Lord, have mercy. Oh, come on here. Before God afflicted me, I was a vagabond. Come on here. Y'all talk to me. I was just a wanderer. I was doing my own thing. Come on here. I thought it was Burger King. I thought I could have it my way. Hallelujah, somebody. But then God afflicted me. Oh, I need for y'all to pay attention to me. But I'm trying to pull the house together. Because we're getting ready to war. Hallelujah. Because wife, I was doing anything I wanted to do before God really dealt with me. But when God began to deal with me, it caused me to be in a place to recognize that it wasn't the people around me. It wasn't the things around me that brought the pain and affliction. But it was God who let down the hedge. Somebody say he let down the hedge to allow the enemy to come in and touch some stuff. And when I recognized that it wasn't the fault, but that I needed to get in a place so that God could move on my behalf. Then I was able to recognize God sent the affliction so that I would know that he was still God. Man, my God. Did I say it? Did I say it? So watch this. All the time when you acting a fool, when you being disobedient, when you are not doing what God wants you to do, all the time, God don't have to directly deal with you. But indirectly, he deals with you because he'll touch your children. He'll touch your family members. He'll touch people that are connected to you to allow you to get back in your place so that you will remember that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know we shout God is good all the time. All the time God is good, and yes, he is. But Craig, that is a time when God let down the hedge. Oh, you don't believe that he'll let down the hedge? You don't believe it? It's a script. It's a whole book on Job. If you read Job, I wish I had a witness. You understand that the affliction that Job dealt with was because of Job, but because God laid down the head. It starts in the first chapter. Satan doing the same thing today that he did back then, walking to and fro, seeking who he can destroy. And God said, he's calling a meeting. All the sons of God showed up. And you do know, just because Satan is his enemy, he was still a son. Oh, my God. Before he became Satan, his name was Lucifer. And he was in heaven. So he showed up at the meeting, and God said, what are you doing?
Come on.
I'm just walking. If y'all seen the Passion of Christ, you see how he was lurking. I mean, I wish I had some help up in here. Y'all too quiet up in here. He was walking.
Hold
it, baby.
Yeah,
hide. Slithering everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All those old people. Y'all, listen, I'm going to shout my own self at you. Thinking, could nobody see? But God said, I see. But have you considered? Oh, I ain't saying in the scripture, but I need for y'all to put your own name right there. Have you considered Sandra? Have you considered Sunday? What? Job come, the Satan came, he took some stuff from Job. Job said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He kept on doing what he would do. Satan said, he passed the first test. He had to go again and get permission. And then he said, have you considered my servant Job? Satan spoke back to him and said, but you have put a hand down. He said, but if you let down the head, I wish I had a witness. He said, I'll make it. Curse you to your face. God said, wait a minute. You ain't did nothing. You ain't said that sort of thing. You didn't do anything you want to. But you can't take his life. Oh, my God. That's all God is saying. Yes, I know my children. You can do whatever you want to, but you can't take their life. Tell somebody, God knows what's in me. God knows what's in me. God knows what I can handle. It might look crazy, Sean. It might look crazy to some folks. That I'm going through what I'm going through. It looks crazy. Folks have their own opinion. Saying you're crazy, you done lost your mind. Don't. Why don't you touch God and die? Oh, my God. Woman, you talk like a fool. You don't talk like my wife. All the days of my poison. Wait. Hey, my God. Oh, I feel it. I feel it. I'm away till my change comes. All the days of mine, I'm on it. I'm away till my change comes. Though you're slaving. Oh, my God. Oh, I know I can't preach to everybody, but I'm about ready to show off. Though you're slaving. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And that's all God is doing. Say, I know my people. You turn up, come on, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Turn the heat up. I know my people. I dare y'all to shout, God knows me. Turn around, Nebuchadnezzar. But oh, careful. We so careful, King, not to answer you in this matter. But you can play what you want to play. You can say what you want to say. You can live how you want to live. I feel a rap in my spirit. I wish I had a word. But we are not going to bow down and worship no idol God. And watch this. King, if my God don't deliver, he's able. Oh, my God. I wish I had to live it. If God don't bring you out, it ain't that he can't. But my God, he's going to bring you out. I dare you to look at somebody and say, yes, you getting out of this. Yes, you getting out of this. Oh, come on. Look at somebody and tell them you're getting out of this. Go to somebody and tell them you're getting out of this. You're getting out of this. You're getting out of this. Hallelujah. Get out of this. Dead is counsel. I wish I had a witness. Dead is counsel. I feel the anointing of God. Can you put your arm around your neighbor real quick? Can you just find your neighbor? Find your neighbor. Find somebody. Come on here. And I need for you to look at them. Look at them. Look at them. You looking at them? Say, you shall live. And not die.
Not die.
Declare the Lord.
Declare
the Lord. Amen. Y'all ain't filthy. Get out of here. I'm down on voice. Go hook up with somebody else. Go hook up with somebody else.
Go back up to Anita's school.
Hallelujah. Come on, don't leave God by yourself. Don't leave him by yourself. Don't leave him by yourself. And look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. And you shall be saved and not die. Declare the Lord. Quiet. I don't know how you can be quiet. Nothing is going to take you out. No weapon that is formed shall prosper.
Thank you.
put a smile on your face. This is only a test. It won't last always. So get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Listen, I know you've been hurting deep down inside. But let me encourage you, it's going to be all right. Trust and try. Come to make you strong. You keep believing. You keep holding on. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Listen. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just say, thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. I know I changed the key of the song, but I need for you to... God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. And guess what? With your name on it. Oh, y'all ain't ready. With your name on it. Yeah. Just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. Woo. With my neighbors, with my name on it, with my name on it, with my name on it. All right. Yeah. Now that you partnered up, you begin to pray for that individual you partnered up with. Begin to make confessions over their life. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, go on and start doing it. Make confessions over their life. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Walk, walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, with my name on it. Got my name on it. Got my name on it, yeah. Got my name on it. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that every confession, God, that is being loosed over these lives, God, God, it is taking place even right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I prophesy, God, that turnaround would take place in less than 72 hours in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you move by your spirit, God. Move by your mind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, the load is being shifted, oh God. The load is being dropped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the load is being dropped right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, move by your might, God. We declare healing where there needs to be healing, oh God.
in the name of Jesus, God. Cause you to light now in the name of Jesus, God. Through the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them fall out of love with the world, oh God, and fall in love with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Glory, hallelujah, God. Everything is turning around, oh God. Shift is taking place right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Lord, we're down to pressure, oh God. Lord, we cancel it out with the oppression, God. We cancel it out right now. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move right now. There's something in the whole shop. It's a cuddle. Something in the whole shop. In the name of Jesus, God. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Come on, clap your hands, everybody. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I dare you to shout, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Hallelujah. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Tell somebody, it's healing in the room. It's healing in the room. It's healing in the room. Hallelujah, it's healing in the room. Hallelujah, God. Come on, y'all, stop praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, stop praying right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, y'all, pray. Come on here, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You got one more, come on here. Hallelujah! 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 Shut it in the wolf! Shut that in the wolf! Shut it in the wolf! Shut that in the wolf! Hallelujah! Walk around her 7 times! Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus! Hallelujah! Walk around, go the opposite way! The opposite way! The opposite!